a great personal pleasure to welcome Rav Feiner Shlita to the yeshiva. Even though he's been coming very regularly, somehow Hashgach has seen to it that the two of us never overlapped. Whenever he would come to give the shiur, either it was at night or it was in a time that I was in Eretz Yisrael on behalf of the yeshiva. So really, this is the first time that I can really express a great sense of hakara sato and also a certain great sense of pride, because in the world of chinuch, you judge your success by the success of Talmidim. And Baruch Hashem, many years ago, I was zoche that Rav Feiner was a Talmid in my shir, and to be see him ol gdul is something that not only benefits Knesset Yisrael, but it's a great source of personal pride in achas. The kavod gadol, Rav Feiner.
Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Neyebetno. HaRashus, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, HaChoshev Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, Menayah Mashkiach, and this renowned Anhola Shlita, that's a gewaldige schus, a special covet indeed to come and be mishtatef, and the simcha satayra of the mishenichnas adam marim mesimcha. After all, ein simcha ke simcha satayra, shagis aryeh, and tshuva simet samachay, a person is mekayim, the mitzvah saseh, of simchas yotam midaraisa, writes the heiliger bar yaleib, ayadei liman atayra, pikudei Hashem yashorim, Besam Chelev writes David HaMelech in his monumental Tehillim, Kapitel Yotes, Amamelo in the Sugya tells us in Ari Psochem, Kuvtes Amanala, Paskin and Orchaim Tovkim, Chavtes, Simchas Yontif. How is one Mekayim, Ayadei Liman HaTorah, in Simcha, Kesimchas HaTorah, Pikuri Hashem, Yeshar, Besam Chelev, writes the Keren Ora, commenting in Yevamos, the bottom of Samach Beis, Amar Beis, when the Gemara enumerates various inyonim, that Ashari below Isha, someone who is not yet married, Ashari below Simcha, below Tavar, below Tavar, below Shlemis, Vachule. We have six inyanim that are mentioned, writes the Keren Ora. Those six correspond accordingly to the Sheva Brochas delineated for us in the Sugya, Suvas Tav Chesem and Aleph. And outside of Urpri Geffen, we have six brochas connected these six inyanim. And which brocha corresponds to Tyra, the Shlemus of Tyra, Ayadei the Chasana, Avati, Samech, the Samach, the Kfeilus, Alosh, and the Hainu, the Argoshim Yuchenes of Samech, the Samach, is Shmesh, Shaychi, Bim Yuchad, to the Simcha Satayra, Kazain Lacha, Simcha, Gedola, Bios. So if we're going to start a Chodesh Adar, and what better way to start than being marbin the Simcha Satayra, and Be'ez Hashem Yisbaruch Hu B'Zaycha to the Shabbos Pechesem and Aleph, of Hadar Kiblu Abameach HaShveyu Shenom Arkimu V'Kiblu HaYehudi. So we see out in Ishmael, let's turn to that famous Gemara, Mesech HaShabbos Pechesem and Aleph, as Tzodek HaKohen tells us, every Gemara finds its place. All the narratives, all the Agadic material couched in the context of a specific mesechta. Where are you going to talk about Kabbalah Satira? The Gemara earlier, Peivavam and Beis, Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan, Kuli Amamodi, the Beshamas Nin the Taira, writes of Tzolak. Therefore, you're going to discuss at length the whole Sugya Matan Taira, where nestled against the backdrop of Dafka Mesecha Shabbos, and within Shabbos, Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zok of Tzolak. After all, Rabbi Akiva, the Tana Elokiva, is the Av of Torah Shvapet. That's where we'll encounter the Sugya of Matan Taira. So we have the famous Gemara of Kofuleim Harki Gigas. And one has to wonder, of a Mainaf Kamina, what it look like? Just tell me Kofuleim Sahar. I need to know Kofuleim Sahar Kigigas. It looked like a Gigas. Avaldo, there's a Gavaldik or Mamri Pano, Panini Ramami Pano, Parsers, Zosa Brochaveim, Tukulur Aglecha, and writes Rashi of Fanart al Atar, Tukulur Aglecha. It's a reference to Matan Taira. When Vayasyatsvu Batak the Sahar, Tuku, Osios Toch, writes Ramami Pano, and Gematria 426, Gematria Gigas. And we were talking Tukulur Aglecha, Toch of the Mountain, Rash Gematria. Gigas. 426. Bulamay nafkamina and Zoktrashi. Shabbos peches, what is a gigas? Quoting the old French. Tzakuva shematilim bashechar. I put beer into this vat, into this big barrel. And again, lamay nafkamina. Who cares what you put into it? Who cares what it looks like? Just state succinctly. Kofle mesahar. Kasha, I saw the Ben Yoyodo also asks. And let's turn to another question of the Ben Yoyodo, but a question that many Mefarshim pose. Hadimishtur tells Klaisol, Imtakablam is a Tairamutav, it's all going to be Gavaldic, everything is fine and dandy. Vim lav sham take for Raschim, and if you don't accept the Tairo, I have this mountain hanging, dangling perilously above your heads, and your mom is seized, Bruchas Chabesim, and Aleph with an Ema, you arrest us and say, and what Hashem says, if you don't accept the Tairo, not the expected Khan or Po to hate for Raschim, but rather, Shamte Kvraschem, there I'm going to bury you. What's there? Tell me right here and right now. Perhaps we can broach the following Mahalach. But first we have to understand perhaps one of the themes, the undercurrents of the Purim saga, the Purim story, and at the same time the important difference, the Nekudas HaChiluk, between human beings and Malachi Elyon, God's celestial court. And we know that the man is endowed with Bechira Chofshitz, writes Rav Huner, and the Sefer Sikor and the Maran Balapach, Yitzchak, Rishimus, and Yonim Shonim, that when we talk about the Rambam's famous list of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Hadas, notice how Bechira Chofshitz doesn't appear on the list of the Animamim, the Yud Gimel Ikrei Hadas, and the Rambam Perush Mishnayos, the Perichelik, and the Innocent Hedron. And of course, it doesn't need to be there. Right, so funny, because it's so fundamental, it's so Yisodi. A Yud Gimel Ikrim is the pshat that I have to believe something, Animamim, Bamunah Shalema. You don't have to believe, it's axiomatic, it's self-evident. I know instinctively, automatically, that I have free will. That is the cardinal defining trait of what it means to be human, writes to Ramchal and Derech Hashem. We are endowed with absolute free will, almost in contradistinction to the Malach Eolian, as seen from the Hemshech HaSugya Shabbos Pechesim and Beis. Malachim were not endowed with free will. Writes to Ramchal and Zagdom and Derech Haritz Chaim, they have no free will. The Moral and Nesiva Solom, Nesiva Voda Perkyot Beis, Nechsam Sefer and Shuvas and Kuf Samach Vav. You can't dive into Malachim. They're not the Nemtsoi. They're not, listen, they have no Bechira. They're merely robots in the service of the Yebishter. So there might be different ways of understanding Bechira Chofshitz klapei Malachim. Either they were never endowed with Bechira Chofshitz be'etzem, or perhaps they might be'etzem have some form, some level of Bechira Chofshitz, but practically it can never be manifested, it can never be exercised, as the Orsameach discusses in his introductory Maimur, and also to Perek Hey of Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam, and our Moshe Feinstein, and Rosh Moshe, Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Nitzavim, Rav Dessler, and Chelekei, and Miltam Leol, there might be a Bechira be'etzem, but lemaisa, they can't act on it. See, human beings have Bechira Chofshitz, and the angels do not. Amela writes the Novi Zechariah, Paragimel Posek Zion, writes the Novi Zechariah, V'nasati l'cham malichim b'ina omdim ha'ile. When the Novi wants to highlight the stark contrast between tzaddikim mitzad echad and malachi elyon mitzad sheni, how does he define them? What's the nekudas ahevdel? Tzaddikim are defined first and foremost, they're branded the choice appellation of malichim, they're hochim, they're holich mechayel ochayel, the end of brachas, samachdal anam an aleph, leich lisholom, writes the marsha, writes the gra, always yearning, always longing for shleimus, leich lisholom, you're always steiging, you're always growing, mechayel ochayel leilu leila, that's machmas, your etzim. Malachim are stagnant, they're idle, they're motionless. They're not going anywhere. Same way that a mace is, the Gemara continues. At the end of Brochas to a mace, we tell him what? We tell the corpse, Lech Bishalom, you're already in your state of Shleimus, no more Bechira, practically speaking, no more growing, no more steiging. Hence, Lech Bishalom, Umas Lech Lishalom. In fact, parenthetically, Rav Huner has a beautiful letter printed in Pachad Yitzchak, Igris Iksovim, Igor Reshim and Beis. And he's writing a letter to be Menachem, one of his Talmidim, who had just recently lost his father. Huna writes in the context of being Menachem, of comforting his Talmud, says, why is it the Chazal Mishtamish with the Bitoi, Bro Kori Deavua? It's not an actual Chazal, Bro Yorsi Deavua. Rashi does cite it in Erevin, And Ksuva Sari Beis, there are Lishonos Me'ein Zeh, but Akoponim, we're Meshtamish Tomin with the Bitoy, Bra Kari Devu, what's Pshat Bra Kari Devu? Why not tell me the son? Is the eye, is the ear, is the yad of the father? Why are Chazal opting for a metaphor that the son acts, figuratively speaking, as the kare, as the leg, as the knees of the father? Explains Rav Huner, the whole difference between being alive versus being dead is that when you're alive, you're alech l'sholom, like the girl, like the marsha, you're going l'shleimus, mechoyel l'choyel, le'elu le'ela, mashekein, le'achar petiruscha. After 120, it's lech b'sholom, you merely maintain the status quo. You're going in a state of shleimus, but if you leave off children, you leave a son after your petira, then the son's liman atar, the son Asiyas Amitzas Amasim Toivim will be Mamshich the Koach Halicha of the Father, the Tati, and now in Gan Eden. How can he continuously grow? How can he perpetually steig? Al Yadei the Liman Atar and Asiyas Amitzas of the children. Mamela brought Kari Dafua. The son Kilu is the Koach Haregel, being Mamshich the Koach Halicha Viter. In fact, Rabbi Yechiel Milcho Stern, the son of the Mashkiach of Kamenetz and Moshe Aaron Stern, he has a gevaldige sefer in the Shon Limudim. And Adaf Kuf Aleph, he writes, Alachaira, even starker than Rav Huner. Yes, Rav Huner, Brakara Davu, it's a reference both in Klali to the leg. But the choice terminology isn't simply the leg, it's the kari, it's the knee. And what's the koch of the knee? The koch of kfitz in the mensch. How do you jump? You jump ayadei the knees, writes Rav Yechiel Milcho Stern. And my father told me, Brakara Davu is the pshat. Ayadei the liman atar, the asiyas, and mitzvah, and asam toivim. You're not simply on a horizontal plane being mamshech the koch alicha viter. But even greater, your mamish being gorim akoach hakfitza, and your father in Gan Eden Shamaila, the brook Karidavua, he could keep jumping higher and higher. Mechayel achayel la'elu la'ela. That's our bechiru chavshes. That's leich lishalom. Always steiging, always yearning and pining for shleimus. Adarga after darga. Mechayel achayel. Angels don't have that. Meila v'nasadil chamalichim in Aum. The Meila writes the Novi Zachariah Gimel Zion. Meila writes the Gemara in Brochus Tafir Amabeis. When we stand in Shmon Esra, we stand a dimyon to Malachim. And how do Malachim stand? The Novi Yecheskel Perak Alaposik Zion for Agleim Rego Yeshura. They're two legs. They're what Rego Yeshura, and they don't have any Kirayim. They don't have the Koch Hakfitza Malachi Elyon. You stand idle, motionless. Eberster Abes Beis Dalet Bata Ratzon Chalifnei Ratzon. I'm all yours. That's the Amida. What a choice terminology. We brand that Shmon Esra with the Loshon Amida. Shmoneser Yitak, you have to make yourself like an Omeid, writes the Seder Olam, writes the Maral and the Sivis Olam and the Sevavod and Perek Zion, writes Rav Schwab on prayer, page 411, quoting Rav Shamshon of Fulhur Shmoneser, he is the Bittul of the Koche Yadayim and the Raglayim, Avishtar, three times a day. I'm not standing like a man, a Holech, I'm standing like an Omeid, like a Nitzav, like a Malach, as a demonstration of the complete and utter subjugation before the Almighty. The Achno Gemuru Muchletes. It's an Amida service. I'm mamish making myself an Omeid. Rav Yaakov Kretina writes, and the Sefer Korban Ani, and V'Nitzavim, and he writes it again in Parshas Vayelech. We have the oft adjoining Parshios of Nitzavim Vayelech. How fascinating to consider. Moshe Rabbeinu is issuing Tochocha to Klal Yisrael, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchem. Klal Yisrael, wake up. Atem Nitzavim, stop being Nitzavim and Omdim. It counters to Klal Yisrael, Yabachinus Moshe, which is Vayelach Moshe. He's a holich, he's on the move, he's on the go. How is the first of the Avos HaKadoshim introduced to us? According to the Rambam and Perush Mishnayos and Ovos HaGimel Be'asor Nisyonos and Sasa of Rav Avinu, what's the first Nisayon listed by the Heilige Rambam? We look at the Torah overtly. The first Nisayon appearing openly in the pages of Torsenu HaKadosha is the Nisayon of Lech Lecha. That's the defining feature of Avram Avinu. You know what it means to be an Av, to start out Klal Yisrael, Barosh Rishon, you have to be what? Lech Lecha. Keep walking, keep moving. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shleimus Adam, his Bebechinus Vayelach Moshe, Lumas Atem Nitzavim, don't be a Nitzav. You have to be a Holech, you have to be always steiging and growing. If that's the contrast between Malachim and human beings, then we can understand that famous narrative in Parshas Vayishlach. Esav Arosha sends a shliach, Sor Shal Esav, Avamalach Lekoch of Sam in the world. He sends him to wage an all-night wrestling match with his brother Yaakov Avinu. And there they are engaged in the all-night mavak, the all-night wrestling match. And Yaakov, as expected, emerges victorious, but yet in one area, and one area only, we see that the Malach was capable of exercising a sovereignty, a shlita of sorts, over Yaakovina and the Bechir Shemavis. And where was that? Vayiga Bekaf Yerecha. Where did he get him? He got him Ach Varak in the Koch of the Raglayim. Moral discusses it in Netzach Yisrael, Perek Tazayin, Rav Yonason Eifshitz, and his Yaros Davash, and Chelik Beis, and Drush Yud. Chassam Sefer, many others also detail on why is it that the Sorah Shel Esav targeted, why did he aim specifically for the Koach Raglayim? But Lefi Nias Daiti, it all comes together, it's Mamish Geshmak. If the Novi Zechariah told us the Nekuda Sechilik between an Adam and a Tzadik Befrat is the Nekuda Sehevdel between a Holech versus an Omeid, V'nasati Elcham Alichem and Omdem Ha'ileh, if the Malach, the Sor Shel Esav, has any Yecholas, any of Shoris Bechlal to emerge victorious over the Bechir Shemovis, he first and foremost has to bring him to his playing field. How do you bring him down to your playing field? You have to take Yaakov and bring him down from a Holech to an Omeid. What do you aim for? The Koch Raglayim. V'yiga Bekaf Yerecha, that's what you target. And of course, that's what we would expect. Why? Because let's rewind to the very first machlokes between Yaakov and Esau. Let's go back to the Rechem of Rivka Imenu. And we flip back the pages to the outset of Parshas Toldos. And what do we read in Parshas Toldos, Per Chafei and Pasuk Chaveis? Vayisrotetzu habonu bekirba dahainu. The first Nukuda Sachilik, the distinction drawn between Yaakov versus Esav is, what are you doing with your koach haraglayim? What are you using your feet for? Yaakov is running out. Vayisrotetzu loshen ritza. He's using his raglayim, so to speak, to demonstrate the alacrity, the zeal, the zrizus. I gotta go to the base Knesset. I have to go to the base Manrish. I have to run to the Rosh Hashiva Shir. That's the alacrity, the zeal. Esav, he's also running with his feet. And where is he going? To the base of Avodah Zarah to serve the idolatry, the idols. And Mela Yaakov is called what? He's called Yaakov because he was Ochiz Pe'ekav Esav Ochiv. He grabbed onto his leg. Chazal tell us, Kishazek comes and Nofel. What a Gevaldika phrase by Chazal. Look at their choice wording. Kishazek, calm. When this one's standing up, the Hainu, when one is Zaycha to his Koch, Amida Baraglayim, Zenofel, the other one automatically falls off of his feet. Who's got whose legs? Yaakov is holding on to what part? He's not holding on to the ear of his brother. He's not grabbing hold of the arm of his brother. He's not holding on to his hair. Where's he holding on to? Dafka, the Amida Baraglayim. He says, I got your foot. If you're holding on to someone's foot, only one person can be standing at a time, representative of that seesaw effect. Kishazek kam, Zenofel, that's what demonstrative of who owns the Koach Amida Baraglayim. Amela Vayisrotzu Abonu Mekirba. Amela, where are you running? Number two, Kishazek kam, Zenofel, Yaakov holding on to the leg of Bedafka of Esav. And then when Esav sends his Malach to wage war, to wage battle against Yaakov, what does he aim for? Vayiga Bekaf Yerecha. Now it gets so much more geschmack. Because Kayadur of Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld Zechatzadik Levrocha presents us with the Moridika Gematria. Writes the Chochmas Chaim of Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Vayiga Bekaf Yerecho. You know what he aimed for? He got us Bekaf Yerecho. Kaf Yerecho. Gematria 336. Gematria Purim. And where did Esav get us? He got us in Purim. What shaychus? I'm in the middle of Vayishlach. I have an all-night wrestling match. Along comes a Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the Mayudiki, Gamatria, Dvorim Gedolim Einam, and Mikro, Gamatria's Paparos, L'chochma, Gimel Yurches, and Perkeyavis. And here, where did he get him? He got him in Purim. What shaychus? Purim, Yaakov, and Esav. If you follow the story through and through, it's mamish geshmak, shebi geshmak. Because who is the one individual in all of Tanakh who insisted on bowing more than anybody else in the world? And yes, there was also a statue, an idol of Nebuchadnezzar, Russia, Megillah, Yerbezim, and Aleph. Ma Gorim She And Rav Shimon ben Yochai, going back and forth, was in Menesha and Enum, he said, Osa Shalos Rosh Hashtachim Lutzelem, was it a real of others or not? The Balei Tesis, the Rishonim, Psochem, and Gilam, and Beis, Al-Koponim, yes, the world was bowing down. But is there one individual anywhere else in Tanakh who is so insistent, so particular, that I want everybody to bow down, not to my statue, I want you to bow down to me? There's nobody else, L'chair, in the pages of Tanakh, who was more insistent, who had this Hakpod, Miuchedes Admo, I want everybody to bow down to me. What's bowing all about? Why does he want bowing? You know what bowing's all about? Who owns the koach amida baraglayim? When you bow before somebody else and you prostrate yourself, together hishtachavaya, what do? You're mafkia the koach amida baraglayim, and you bow down by taking yourself off of your feet. You forfeit, you jettison that koach amida baraglayim. And what do? You bow down to where? You don't bow down to his back. How you bow down, badafka to the raglayim. You prostrate yourself on the raglayim. What is that demonstrating? It's demonstrating who owns whose feet. Haman says, Klai Yisrael, I got your feet. You think your ancestor, Yaakov Avinu, grabbed hold of my ancestor's leg, Bebechinas Keshazet comes and Ophel. Well, now the tables are turned, my friends, and you are owned by me. I own your koach amida baraglayim. You're going to bow down to me and your feet. I will now be picked up off the ground and you will bow down, bedafka, specifically to my feet. That's the Bechina Meshtachavoy, and it still gets better than that. And now we fast forward to Megillas Esther. And Haman comes running in, and the Melech Achashverus says, Haman, what should we do to the one of Melech Ashechavitz Bikoro? And what's his Muskarisha? What's the first thing that comes into Haman's mind? Haman says, I don't just want to ride on the horse. I want Mordechai walking me on the horse. What's walking me on the horse? My feet will rest ever so comfortably on the mighty, powerful horse that was always the symbol of the mighty Koach of Raglayim. My feet will sit ever so comfortably on the king's horse, while Mordechai will use his feet to walk me all around Shushan, to walk me all around town, demonstrative yet again of who owns whose feet, who has the koach of the raglayim. And we continue onwards in Megillas Esther, and the mamash gets even more geshmak. Zereshishto, I can't stand this Mordechai. He refuses to bow down. And of course he refuses to bow down. State in the Arizal and Char Kavonis and Yani Purim, state in Arizal, Sefer Kigulim and Parasamach Dalin. Yaakov Kayadu was a Gilgul. He was Niskagul as Mordechai. Mordechai was a Gilgul of Yaakov. And Haman a Gilgul of Esav. Haman and Mordechai is Yaakov and Esav all over again. Amela Zokt, the Medrash goddess Esther and Hates. Zokt the Targum Shani when Haman and Mordechai was serving the king and they were going on a journey, and Haman ran out of his provisions, and he had to beg Mordechai for food. What does Mordechai do? He says, okay, no problem, we're going to write a star that you're my Evid, you belong to me. And where did he write that star? Not in his arm. When you write down a phone number, right? Where do you write it down if you had a piece of paper? Some people, they write it on the hand, they write it on the arm. He wrote it on the bottom of his foot. L'chairo, what did he want to be? Madgish, Haman, you're mine, I own you, I got your feet, you're at the bottom of my feet, I'm kilu stepping on you. This all even writes, no, he wrote it on his thigh. You think you got us in the thigh? I'm going to write that you're my Evid. Where? State in Zohar Bedavka, my thigh. It's Mordechai and Haman is Yaakov and Esav all over again. So Haman says, I want everyone to bow down. I want Heshtachavaya, and I have no other greater wish than Mordechai using his Koach Amida Baraglayim to walk me around town, as my feet rest ever so comfortably on the mighty, powerful legged horse. And then when it comes to finally wishing to eradicate Mordechai Legamri, as Zereshishto tells him, what are we going to come up with? Why not kill him by the sword? What is the rayon? What's the idea that comes into the mind of a Zereshishto and Haman? You know what they think about death by hanging? What is death by hanging? You put a noose around somebody's neck. You put them on a chair, on a stage, on a platform. And how do you kill the person? Death by hanging. Your mafkia, the koach amida baraglayim. You strip a person of his ability to stand firmly on his two legs. And the mamela, once you're mafkia, the koach amida baraglayim, the mamela, they get hung. And that's that's the tzaddik shuvah, the common thread woven throughout the whole story. I'm going to take away Mordechai's reclayim. But at the end of the day, it's gevaldik. What happens when a hapuchu? Instead, what is it? It's Haman using his legs to walk Mordechai all around town. Haman wants everybody to bow down. No way is Mordechai Ishimini from Sheva Binyamin, the one lone Shevet that adamantly refused. That wasn't there even. Binyamin, of course, would never and never did bow down to Esav HaRosha. And those Chazal tell us the Beis HaMikdash, the one lone place in the entire world wherein we tak our Mishtachva to the Ebeshter, is where? Is Dafka in the Shevet of Binyamin. That's the Mokum HaMikdash, the Mokum Mishtachavaya, only finds its rightful place against the backdrop of Shevet Binyamin, the one lone single Shevet who never bowed down to Esav HaRosha. Mordechai, as the Gilgal of Yaakov says, there's no way I'm bowing down to you. And turn, it's Haman's feet who take the stroll. I'm walking Mordechai all over town as Mordechai's feet rest ever so comfortably on the king's mighty powerful horse. And what happens? It's Haman who gets hung. But not only is it Haman who gets hung, the Pasuk tells us that at that final Mishta, and Ahasuerus turns to Esther, Mashaylosech, Mama, what do you want? And the other day, I want you to get rid of Haman. And the king is filled with chayyim. He comes back in off the merpeset. And what does he see? He sees that Haman falls onto Esther. And shteitin Ibn Ezra, that's them falling. But his shtachavel liragleha shteitin Ibn Ezra. Dahayna, what? He's bowing down to her legs. That's mamash, the tables are turned. Who owns the koach raglayim? Haman, you wanted everybody to give up their raglayim and bow down to yours. V'nahapuchu, you're going to bow down to Esther. As a descendant of Binyamin, you're going to bow down. And it always intrigued me. Why couldn't Haman just slip? Why did the Ebeshter just have Haman trip? Have him slip and land on Esther. What's this idea? Well, Rashi cites the Medrash Rashi and the Targum Sheni, that it was the Malach Gavriel that threw, why do I need a Malach's intervention? L'chaira, this is the Hashlomas HaTikun. Esav, you sent your Malach, Sor Shal Esav, the Koach Hasab, to push Yaakov down the Yiga B'Kaf Yericho. The Hashlomas HaTikun, Lefi and Yisdaiti, can only come on your day when you bring a Malach into the scene, into the Malach Gavriel, who takes Haman and throws him down onto Esther. That is Mamash Levin Hapuchu. So how Gishmak, when you go back to the story, which is called Purim. Purim is all about lots. Haman says, I own you. You're mine. The world of caprice, the world of whim. You are all mine. Your lives are in my hands. You have no koach amida braglaim. I decide to do with you whatever I wish. What is it called? Agoral. Agimo Reish Lamin. What's the story of Purim? So let's talk to do that. Let's be Mahapach, the Osios of Goral. And what do you get? Regil. Purim is Venahapachu. Who owns the Regil? Who owns the Kochamid Raglayim? Very Shorish on the Kudus Amachlekis of Yaakov versus Esav. Always revolved around the Kochamid Raglayim. Who owns the legs? Comes a Mordechai Yishimini alongside Esther. And they say, Haman, you're going to bow down to us. And in the end, he was the one who was Nislal Ha'etz. He's hanged on the tree. And that's down many tree. Writes the Das Akenim Ibali Ataisvus, based on the Medrash HaGodes Esther. And where did this tree come from? It came from the Eitz Hadas Tovara. Chulun Kaflamates Emerbeis, Haman Menatorim in Ayin, Haman Aitz, where is Haman alluded to? And the Eitz Hadas Tovara. And the end of the day, who got it all started? The personification of Esav, of Rishus in the world. Ayadei the Nochash, Hakanmani Nochash. All right, the Arisa, the Ramami Pano, Gematria 358, Gematria Mashiach. Zela Umazeh, the Nochash says what? I'm going to destroy you on the Menchavo. I'm going to go ahead and get you to eat from the Eitz Hadas Tovara. Writes of Yitzhak Isachover, Talmud of Ramanachem and Mishklov, Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. Chazal tell us, Medrash Osios to Rabbi Akiva, Sheker Ein Lo Raglayim, MS Kai Shikra Lo Kai, Shabbos Kavdal and Amin Aleph, Sheker Shin Kuf Reish has no Raglayim, Lomas MS, MS Aleph Memsov, is rooted in a firm base, has two mighty legs, but Sheker Ein Lo Raglayim, writes of Yitzhak Isaac Chover, who brought Sheker into the world? The Nachash. And what did Chazal tell us? The Nachash initially had Yadayim and Raglayim, but writes of Yitzchak Isaac Chavar, Mida Keneged Mida, you introduced Sheker, falsehood, into the world, measure for measure, Sheker in the Raglayim, you're going to be divorced now of your Raglayim. I'm going to take away your Koach Hamida Raglayim. Hence, the Nachash loses his ability to stand, to be Omein HaRaglov. You brought Sheker into the world. The whole Kilkel of the Bria is Mushrish in that the mice of the Nachash are Kanmaini. He loses his Raglayim because he tried to do what? To bring Sheker into the world which has no Raglayim. Haman is the personification in Purim time. Of that bechina of the nachash, homim in a term in ayim in a eitz, it goes right back to the eitz adas. Of the home achleikus is who owns the raglayim. Shteit in dirayom, when Mashiach comes, he's going to be what? Omein haraglav, standing firmly on his 2 feet. Who owns the koach? Amida braglayim. And now we go back to the beginning questions. The Gemara tells us kofle mar kegigis im tekablam esatar mutav im lav sham take for us. Shem is holding over the barrel, the emptied, hollowed-out vat, hovering dangerously, perilously above the heads of Klal Yisrael. And he says, I'm giving you, Klal Yisrael, the choice. Either you receive the Torah now, or Shem take Raskam. Avada, there's no Havamina right now that he's going to drop it on their heads. How could it be? We know this is a chasana between the Eibishter and Klal Yisrael. A chasana can't even be Ba'karchuch of the Kali Shenignes, Kedushin Daf Beis. And this is the chasen of the Maral writes in Gur Aryeh Emor in Baleischa. Hashem kept us for a year standing at the Pimat of Sinai. Why? Because a chosen has to be Mesmech Mekalash, Shon Rishona. Our writes in the Rokeach and the Balaturim Yutes Beis of Yisrael. Where's the star? That was the Aseres Adibris. He gave us Aseres to be Mekanishos, Keneged, Ramban, Alpi the Medrash, Chosen Kalash, Shnei Shishpinin. Kofle Mark Higigas writes, the Orcha Shulchan Ebenezer Simulam Adalit and Sivdalit writes the Sefer HaMakne and his Agdoma to the Makne and Kedushin and Oz Gimel and his Aflong Suvas and the Sigya Shever Brochus Dav Zayin and Medbeis. This was the Chuppah. Shem's getting married to us. I'm not going to drop the mountain on your heads here and now. Where am I going to drop it? Shem, take for us. I'm going to give you a choice. All right, now you're frozen in place. I'm not stam because you're scared. I'm encasing you. I'm enclosing you within what? A gigas. And I'm going to go ahead and threaten you. I'm giving you a remes right here and right now. If it be an opportunity to be mekabel the Torah, mechodesh mitoch avas, Rashi says. And Shabbos mechis mitoch avas and ace. I'm going to give you that golden opportunity. I'm going to give you a chance when I'm going to show you the giloy of the Hester and the Zman of Purim. You can receive the Torah, berotzen, biava. But if you don't receive at that time, then I'm going to destroy you. And Haraya, Megillah Yerbeis, Mneiman Nishaivu Sanem Shayiso Kli Yabiyosu Adar. You had your destruction warranted, and I would have destroyed you Purim time. And the end of the day, Afa Pekin Hadar Kiblu Bamechashverosh, Baruch Hashem, we were Makabel. Below Yitzur, we would not have been Makabel. Epshur Itaka would have been subject to Kliya. Abishur says, Shom Tegras, I'm not going to bury you now. This is the Chasana. I'm not staring the Givaldig Simcha Matan Taira Vachasana. But Shom, there in Paros and Persia, if you don't reaccept the Taira, Machmas the Avas and Ace, Machmas Avarots, and to want the Taira Kadosha, then Shom Tegraschem. And perhaps it's not at all coincidental. Shom, Gamachia 340, Paras, Peira, Re, Samich, Persia, Gamachia 340. Shom, take Varaschem, in Paras, take Varaschem. If you don't re-receive the Torah. Abishur says, Kofli Markigah. No, it doesn't stop there. Kigigas, what's a gigas? A barrel of vat, a vat of wine, a beer. When's the one time a year we have a chiyuv to drink? Megillah Zayin Abayis, Mechayiv Nishlub Sumi Bapurya, Adelo Yada, Rashi is Uneshech, Bob Metziah Samavav Abayis, Sheikhar equated with Yayin. Abishur says, I'm holding up the mountain. This is a chasana, this is the chuppah. But when I give you Purim time, Shaman Paras 340, and I give you a chiyuv to drink and to celebrate, what are you going to do? Are you going to accept the Torah heartily, Miratzen, Mitoch Avas Anais, or are you going to refuse to do so? So then, Shom, that's where I'm going to bury you. So what do? Purim time. Purim time, we dance Leibedek. We dance like never before. And thus, Rav Hudna writes in Pachad Yitzchak and Purim and Maimur Chav Ches. What's the time for all the Rikudim on Purim? We sweeten up the gematria of the Halakha of Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. Where did the Balachim Ayiga Bekaf Yerecho? Kaf Yerecho 336. Gematria Purim, he tried to get his Purim time. And what happens? Yes, Yaakov comes back. Sholem Atarasa B'mamonu B'gufo. Abolo Maisa, he got us in one place and one place only. He got us in the leg. Amela, what do we do now? Sotavunner, you got us in the leg. And that's why when I gave the Brochus in Vayichi to Ephraim and Manasseh, Sikil as Yodav State and Posik, I can't put Ephraim, the Koch of Yeshua, that Vayachlus Yeshua Samalik, I can't put him by my right leg. I can only give him my right arm. But my right leg, no. Vayiga Bakaf Yerecho, I have a Purim time. We restored the Koach Amida Braglayim. We showed Haman the personification of the Nachash HaKarmoni, of Esav all over again, of Hamina Eitz, the Nachash that lost his Raglayim. Haman, we got you. You're going to bow down to our Raglayim. You're going to be hanged on the tree. And you're going to use your aglaim to walk us around town. And the end of the day, Haman, you think you got us once before. Vayiga b'kaf yirecho, now we've restored the full-fledged koach of the Mida Baraglayim. All right, so Funder, now we could dance, now we could celebrate. And how is that celebration going to manifest itself? Ayyadeh, the koach of Mida Baraglayim, but we're going to dance, we're going to celebrate. And perhaps after drinking a little bit, the feet might just be carried all on their own. We're going to dance galore. We're going to highlight like never before the koach of the Amida Braglayim. Yaakov Avinu and Esav. When Yitzchok is madir, when he tightens up the Nekudas HaChilik B'neihem, and Parshas told us, Perchav Zayin Posuk HaBeis, HaKoko Yaakov Yadayim Da Esav. And what's this idea of the contrast, the Kol versus the Yadayim? Esav is Loshen Asiyah. He's the Shasada where you build with the Yadayim and the Raglayim. The Chelek HaChitzoni B'Yoser. The Chelek HaGashmi B'Yoser. That's how you build. All right, so when you dance, what do? You're Machnia, the Yadayim Raglayim. You dance to a beat. You dance to a rhythm. You dance to a call, the Kol Kol Yaakov, when you're singing. Hey, Torus Hashem Tamimo, you're singing an Alanisim of an Hapuchu. What are you essentially doing? I'm taking my hands and my feet, my Bechinas Esav, my Yadayim Raglayim, and my Machnia, that I'm battle that to the higher spiritual loftier realm of the Kol Kol Yaakov. Al Gishmak. So the Siyuma de Milsa, who ended up destroying the Koch of Esav Arosha. But for Basar Kufchav Gimlam Adbeis, Ein Esav Nofel Ela Biyad Baneo Shel Rochel. And that's Tam Yosef from Midyam. And Avada Nolat Sinna Shel Esav, the Iker Koch is Yosef. And Maral and Archodesh and Megillus Esther, when there's no Yosef, it'll be Binyamin, it'll be a Mordechai and Esther, it'll be a Sholem Melech. But we know who Lamaisa destroyed Esav's body. We turn to Sota, Yud Gimlam and Aleph. And what do we find? Esav says to Yaakov, I belong to Marsach Pela. Naphtali Yayol, the Shluchu runs back to Mitzrayim and procures the deed, disallowing the corpse of Esav's entrance to be interred into Marsach Pela. And Chushim Ben Don, the deaf individual, Chushim, Osios, Misach, who's speaking? A Shaila, deaf person, always asks. Chushim does away with an Esav Arasha. Fascinating. Avibonim Chitzoinim of Rochel, Dahainu, those born Ayyadeh Bilah, the Shivcha. Avibonim Chitzoinim, not the Bonim Pneimim of Yosef and Minyamin, but the Bonim Chitzoinim of Don and Naphtali, of Chushim Ben Don, together with Naphtali, they're the only two people and all of Chumash who are described as possessing miraculous speed. Chushim goes Chish, Venelzu Chushim. All right, the Tayyidim Samarzio, they were miraculously fast. And Naphtali likened to the quick kind, Naphtali Ayola Shalucha. How non coincidental, what a fascinating phenomenon. The only two people in all of Chumash who possess miraculous speed, Chushim and Naphtali, are the two, the Bonim Chitzainim of Rochel, to target and to tackle the Chitzainis, the Kechelek, the outer Chelek of Esav Arosha, to disallow his corpse entry into Masach Pela and to do away with the body. Who owns the Koach? Amida Braglayim. Comes Purim time, this is a time to remember we have a golden opportunity to re-receive the Torah. Abishur says, Vayasyatzvu B'tachtasar, I want you to reenact it, relive it, re-experience it. What is that, Abishur? I got my Koach Amida Raglayim, and now what do I want you to do? Vayasyatzvu, I want you to go ahead and stand still. After all the dancing in the Labor Dekakites, and after all the constant Hadgosha, the recurring emphasis on what? I have the Raglayim back. So what am I going to do? I'm going to dance. Freedom, total flexibility, the Raglayim are mine. You know what I'm going to do now? Hadr Kippur B'mei HaChashverosh. I want to reenact Matan Torah. yisyatzvu betachlis ha'ebeshter. I want to be chofes yitzreinu l'shtabenloch. Zok tisvah semes. I want to give you my rotzon. I want to choose freely to give over and subjugate all of my free will to your will. Because Purim is hada kiblu and hada kiblu are mandates. Ebeshter, I want to be an omeid after I recognized my koach halicha like never before. I'm going to then take that koach halicha. I'm going to be omeid lefanecha. I want the Torah. I want the simchas ha-Torah. I don't need to move around to shake all over the place. I could stand still in my amida. I could stand still in my Torah. I yisyatzu v'tachlas ar ebeshter. Please give us the Torah like never before. Meshenechnas arul adam arul mesimcha. We'll dance and we'll sing, but we'll subjugate the yadayim, the raglayim, all of us, to the higher realm of the Kol Kol Yaakov. Ebeshter, give us the Kol HaTaira, give us the Kol HaTfila. Siyata Nishmaya B'zoichen, this Choshev HaChoshev Mokam Taira. But the Choshev HaNholus HaYeshiva Shlita, to continue to shtag Mechoya L'choya L'ila L'ila, so that the Mashiach who is Omid Al-Raglov could come. And Be'ez HaShem Yisborach, we will go ahead and unite with the Taira like never before, a Freilich and Freilich and Purim.